I'm Denzel Dion.
And I'm Ricky Thompson.
And this is
We Said What We Said.
Only on Spotify. Ricky, what is this?
I was feeling, you know, in a mood today.
You really be coming on here like,
yeah,
what?
I'm giving camp. I bring camp to the show. Girl, if you're not bringing camp, then what are you bringing?
This is what you call camp?
Yes. Like, you know? It's camp. No? Girl, it's always a hating ass bitch like you. It's fine, though. Haters are my motivators, girl. Put the battery in my back.
It's giving tent.
It's giving.
Come here, you hide your face like you don't want to be here. First you had a mask on. We couldn't see anything. Now
look,
this.
Okay. I'm having a very rough morning, okay? I'm not looking my best. So, yeah. How about you? Let's talk about your fit.
Okay.
We give, girl. Yes.
It's giving, not house shoes. Now she's calling Uggs house shoes. That's so disrespectful.
Girl, purr.
Uggs,
you look good, though.
House shoes. I'm going to tap back into my 2016 South. Very vintage.
Very 90s.
You know what I mean?
I'm giving thrifty. How are you?
You want to talk about my age so bad.
No, how are you? Like, how are you doing? How are you mentally? How are you physically?
That's so crazy. You've never asked me how are you.
I know. I feel like I've, you know, I want to say.
You never asked me that.
I know.
Ever.
I know. I'm sorry. I do ask you how
you never
you
do. No, you don't.
Girl, I maybe not on a podcast, but I really should be. You know, that's
not, not even regular.
Denzel, shut your ass up. Like that, I said, that, how
so
are you
crazy.
Doing?
I'm doing well.
Are you stressed?
I'm always stressed.
I know. Girl, me. We're always stressed about our careers, but you know.
I'm stressed about my weight. Actually.
Are you really serious?
Yes. I'm so sorry, bitch. It's fine. We'll get into it.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah, but that's pretty much it. We are sitting here, you know, it's about to be summertime, girl. We're about to start traveling again.
You know, I can't wait to have my European summer.
Yeah, but it's just like even that, like.
I know. It's just exhausting. Like, literally, I just really would love to have a week just to literally sleep all day.
You can have that week.
I know, but I want to, like. No, not really.
You've done all your work, I feel like. This week, what you got to do this week? Nothing. You've done all your work.
Yeah, I've done all my...
You've done all your work.
Yeah. I'm going to sleep today. I'm literally, like, I promise you...
After this, you're going back home.
I'm going straight to bed. I'm not going to wake up until, like, 9 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah, I need it.
I got asked to go out last night. I was going to go, but I was like, no.
Yeah, I'm not going out.
Damn, it's already about to be the fucking weekend. I'm sorry. It's just like
at Miami. Like, time is going by so fast, girl. It doesn't wait for anyone.
And also, too, guys. Oh my god, I'm trying this thing. You know, I just got my nails done.
I saw today. They look so good, girl.
Bitch, I'm really trying hard not to bite my nails.
But please don't bite your nails. I hate a bitch who bites her nails. I'm sorry.
Let me see your nails. Just pink polish.
No, girl. This is clear. This is my natural nail.
It looks pink.
My nails are pink.
It's always brown, no?
No, dude, shut the fuck up, girl. No.
No, they're actually cute. Let me see.
Yeah.
When you just got them done?
Yeah.
You actually do get your nails done like every week.
I do, girl. I have them. My nails are good, girl. I'm sorry.
I love that. You get your toes done, too?
I didn't get them done this week.
Your toes scare me.
I know you're not talking.
Your toes scare me.
You always get basketball toes.
That's your... This is La Cienega Boulevard's dad, bitch.
No, girl. I didn't
My toes are so pretty. My toes are so cute. But toes freak me out.
They're like toddler feet, girl.
They do get baby toes.
They do.
Annoying. They do give that. Gives very baby girl
Not baby girl.
Okay, so Ricky, what are we talking about today?
So, you guys, since we're about to go traveling back to Europe... We forgot there are some stories we forgot to tell y'all about the time we went to Berlin and then we got stuck in Copenhagen. First of all, let's talk about how we went to Berlin. Fuck that airline, bitch. Them hard
airlines.
Why airlines? Y'all are disgusting.
Oh my
honestly,
God.
Truly. Them hard ass.
Okay,
bitch.
So basically, it's like a 2018.
Yeah. 2018. The basic what happened was, you know, I got invited to compete in this fashion competition, you know. You know, to be crowned the most stylish person in the world.
Hello, my name is Ricky Thompson. I am the finalist of the heavyweight section for the best dressed YouTuber 2018.
Obviously, I did win.
It was nepotism.
Am I nepo?
Yeah, you won because of nepotism.
Yo, I am my own nepo baby.
I can't believe he said that. That's so crazy.
Hater. It's fine.
My bitch, we flew out there and she won it within her own right.
I know, right? I mean, I had the swag. You know what I mean? When they said walk the runway, bitch, I walked that runway. I knew exactly what I was doing. I said, I'm going home with this trophy.
That's so crazy, Ricky. That was like really like the early, like you've been had a career, but that was like the first like
big thing.
That was like right before you got, bitch. They got you right before, girl.
Wow.
2018 was a good.
2018 is a real good year for me, girl.
Bitch, that was your fab year. Girl, 2019 too, girl, was fab.
Oh, wow. Me being in my bedroom, yelling.
It was cute.
Yeah.
It was being very articulate.
Very camp. But yeah.
Damn, Rick, I'm sorry. 2018 was a time.
That was time, girl. And I was shooting for us at the same time.
Remember, Ricky couldn't go out because he was on his show.
Oh, you know, shooting for some Forest Seasons. Woo! Forest
girl,
Seasons,
I
you
think
know?
About that time is just a lot, girl.
A lot. We did a lot.
We were so young, too. Like, we're still young, but I'm saying you were much younger. I was 21.
And
I was 20. About to be 21.
I was 22.
Wow, bitch.
Wow.
Time goes by too fucking quick.
I know. Now look at us, girl.
Too fucking quick.
Yeah. It was a time, though. We only went to Berlin for like 3 days, too.
We went to Berlin for like 3-4 days, right?
3 days, girl. No. Like 2 days. Oh, it was very quick, girl.
For real?
You're there.
No. Oh. It was like 4 days. It was like three days.
3 days. Yeah. Yep, 3 days because we had the competition all day. We arrived, had the competition all day, then we had a free day, and then we left. So basically, you guys, you know me, girl, anytime I touch down anywhere, you know I gotta play. So I met this guy on Tinder, and he took me like to the river where the Berlin Wall used to be, whatever. So basically, there's still pieces up
Where'd
there.
Where'd you meet him?
Tinder.
Oh, Tinder.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, what's wrong with me?
That was cute at that time.
At that time, yeah. Nowadays.
I mean, it's still cute, but not for us.
Yeah. It was so cute. He was like, oh, you're very sexy. I was like, okay, cool. So, you know, he bought a bottle of wine. Mm-hmm. We're at the river, something, whatever. We started making out, hooking up, rolling around. And he picks me up and puts me against the wall. And I'm like, oh, my God. I said, is this? He said, yes. So, yeah, I was hooking up on the Berlin Wall. It's crazy.
I don't like Berlin.
Me neither. It was very industrial.
It was very racist.
Yeah. Yeah, but
I would say I would never go back to Berlin. Maybe now. I don't know. I feel like I only go back there if I was to even get paid to go out there. But no, we got to Berlin. It was like, I like the architecture and stuff like that. Our hotel room was very fab.
So fab.
It was. We had the bunk bed situation. But then they put me in my own room. Remember, my room was way bigger than yours.
Yeah, and I was like, what the fuck? It always happened.
I was like, what? And I was like, bitch, this is your trip.
I know, right? She messed. You said she does that. Took the big.
They like when I got there, they lived for me. They said you're five. I said thank you,
girl. It was very racist down there, though. Honestly,
it was. We was walking around. People calling me Rastafari, bitch. I didn't even have locks then.
Like what
holding
the fuck?
Their purses, laughing at us. I remember. Yeah, no. Oh my god, we was about to rumble. I hate that. It was just Ricky there. They were just sitting, just eating, just like we're eating. There was just like
laughing at us. And pointing. Girl, you know me, girl. I want to get loud, but I can't in somebody else's country.
So, girl, we're in a different country, we're in a different city.
Right, girl. They would never let me out.
Yeah. I mean, we met some people too. We went to a ball. That was fab. That was fun.
We didn't go to the ball. We went to the ball. No, that was London, babes.
No, we didn't. We went to that ball. Remember, I was passing the beat, bitch, in Berlin.
Oh, that's right. Denzel swears he's a Vogue.
I don't swear, bitch. I was passing the beat, bitch. The girls, they lived for me, girl.
That was
so cute.
Girl, because you know, we touched down, girl. We're like, where is the nearest clubs?
So yeah, apart from like the racist
it's
experience,
a pretty place.
It's pretty. The people that we met were cute. The food, they're all about donors, girl. You're all about Mediterranean. I think it was
girl,
like,
we eat it up, girl.
Chicken donut, lime donut.
Oh, girl.
Damn, remember that place? Right? Is that what you call it? It's called a donut.
Oh. But is it kind of like, is it the
gyro? It wasn't a gyro, but it was like flatbread. Like,
it was good, girl. I remember.
We went to a bar. Berlin was really fun and it was really good to us in some ways. Would you go back?
No.
Oh.
Would I go back?
I thought you would go back. It's more your scene, like the naked clubs and the partying to like the next day and
the
music. This is Berlin grind.
Yeah, I'm getting Berlin right now. I would go to Berkheim.
Berkheim?
Yeah, Berkheim. I always want to go there.
That's like the sex club?
That's like one of the biggest like techno clubs in the world, honestly.
I always hear about it.
Right? There's no pictures, so nobody really knows what it looks like inside.
Isn't that the one that you drop your clothes at the door?
No. Maybe.
There's this club that you go to, you drop your clothes off like an instant.
I would love that. I love stuff like that, right? Only overseas. You would never catch me doing over here, girl. I'm sorry, girl.
You don't answer that?
No, I told you I'm into overseas public play.
Yeah, every time Ricky's overseas, he does like...
What?
Really like risque things.
I don't do risque things. I live in the moment. I do it for the podcast.
No, you do it for you.
No, my friends over there, though, they're very like nasty and naughty. So like, let's
they are. We was on FaceTime yesterday. Just hearing y'all talk. I'm like, y'all really some nasty girls.
Coming from your mouth. Girl. Y'all know you're the mother of nastiness, bitch.
I'm nasty, but like, I'm nasty with mine, though. Like, y'all be nasty.
With
like,
others.
At a time. Like, I'm nasty, bitch, but like, I don't know. Maybe I'm still, even though I'm nasty, I'm still conservative. Like, you know what I mean?
Okay.
You don't think
you can
so?
Tell yourself that. You're not conservative.
I'm very conservative.
Girl, we see how when you get girl, when you get lit girl. The holding.
Oh, not the holding.
That's all I gotta say on that one, girl. Did you hold in Berlin?
No, I'll be scared. I'll be shy. I'm a shy girl.
Then you know damn well, girl.
I'm shy. I'm nasty, whatever. But on the low, y'all bitches be on the high. I'm a low key hoe. Like, I'm a low key.
I hate a low key hoe, bitch. Like, I'm silent hoe.
Yes, I'm a silent girl. I'm like, yeah, like, I'm that type of bitch. Like,
no, I love you.
I do nasty stuff, like, yeah. But like, y'all public stuff is like very public. Like, my public stuff is still private. Like, we could be eating and, like, you know, it's the situation going down.
Oh, God. Girl, I hate when I catch her, too. God, it's so gross.
You never catch her.
I did catch you, girl.
When?
I said, oh, my God, girl. When? DR, girl.
In DR?
I was actually surprised.
Okay, that's different.
I said, oh, my God, Denzel.
That was not me being low-key. Do you enjoy being public?
Me?
Mm-hmm. And overseas?
Love it. I love it.
How do you feel?
I like it.
For real?
I do.
You don't feel no shame?
Mm-mm. Not in my game, honestly. Girl, I'm so...
No, I'm not saying you should be fair. It's just me. I be feeling like so bad after.
I don't.
You know what I'm saying? I know. I don't know
why.
Girl,
after I did what I did when I was in London, girl, and I'm not telling you nothing.
I be feeling so bad.
I felt so good. I was like, wow, that was kind of hot.
I think there's some stories I would love to... Y'all bitches want to look at me the same, girl. I'm crazy, girl. Oh, my God. I was thinking about that shit. I was just like, I can't believe I did that.
Yeah.
Or the airport.
Yeah, same me. Oh my God, that's fab. I did that. So, I did.
When?
Period.
What are you talking about?
So, after we left Berlin, we got... Yeah.
You did?
The guy who was checking my ticket.
Yeah! Oh, wow, you ate that.
Yeah. I was like, what? Like,
bitch, I'm always telling you to do it, bitch. I said, bitch, do it. Why not?
Right, bitch? I said, period.
Bitch, I definitely put the battery in your back.
We were in Berlin or Copenhagen for that one.
We were in Berlin going to Copenhagen.
Right, because we had two stops. We had to go from Berlin to Copenhagen to America. And the guy...
Okay, so this was us leaving Berlin.
Yeah.
So at this point, we left Berlin and then we had to go back to home.
Yeah.
But we stopped at Copenhagen.
Mm-hmm. I did what I had to do, babe.
What did you do?
I hooked up with the ticket guy.
How did you meet him?
On Grindr.
And how was that?
And he was like, yo. I was like, oh, you just checked me in. He was like, meet me in the bathroom. Like, bathroom like 2A or something. And I remember when the bathroom, girl, he said, go to the last stall.
It was a pep talk for a girl.
Yeah, girl. I said, go right here. I went up in there, girl. He said, go to the last stall, girl. I said, okay, cool. Waited there for like 2 minutes, girl. It's him crawling to the stall, girl. I said,
he went under?
Yes, girl. He crawled in the stall. He's crawling to my
stall. Oh, like what mine did.
And then, you know, we did. He was like, shh. He had to go out first. Then, you know, I had to go out first. It was so hot.
And then he checked us in right after.
Yeah, he was like, have a nice flight.
Wow.
I have lived, honey.
I mean, yeah.
I have lived. What, bitch?
I just can't believe it. I really forgot you definitely did that.
I did that.
I definitely did.
I did that.
I literally remember.
I did that. I said, yeah. I said, let me go in the bathroom. Because I think I did because you did it first.
Yeah, I was like, bitch, yeah. I didn't do it a couple of years. I was in...
Atlanta, right?
LA.
Oh, wow.
I was fab, girl. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he looked the game, right?
Girl, I would never forget that face.
Oof.
Anyways, so... So at this point, we're on our way to Copenhagen. We're stuck in Copenhagen. Layover was only supposed to be 2 hours, but started being like 2 days.
Yeah, because the...
plane was broken, bitch.
It wasn't broken. It got struck by lightning.
It was broken. They said the plane was broken.
Well, yeah, because the wing had got struck by lightning.
And then that result to the plane.
Okay, but can you say why the plane was broken?
Oh, okay, we put it like that.
Girl!
Because you said it was broken. You was like, it was because of the light. Yeah. Basically, we're supposed to get on the plane. It was like, we can't get on because the plane is broken.
And girl, I want to get back because I had to shoot for some.
You had Ricky. Oh my God.
They were so mad. They was like, because it was so hard for me to like even take off from the shoot. We were like the middle of filming. And I said, y'all, I have to go to Berlin and win this trophy and bring it back to America.
That's exactly what she said.
I did. Bitch, yeah.
Not it was like an ice figure competition or like a grand.
It was. It gave that.
It really seemed like, that, yeah, go bring this.
Right? It gave I was going like nationals.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was shooting for some at the time, and I remember they were so upset because they were like, okay, like you can't miss that many days. I said, y'all, I'm going to miss at least 5 days because I need to do this. They said, okay, cool. I'm supposed to go to work the next following day or whatever. But we got stuck in Copenhagen. And then they were like, okay, well, we're not going to get a new flight until the next day. So me and Denzel, we stayed at the Ritz, right?
The Radisson.
We stayed at the Radisson. And girl.
So fast. So basically, we were all over was supposed to be like 2-3 hours. Then it went to like 4 or 5 hours. Then it was like, you know what? Bitch, y'all have to stay here overnight. But they was giving us like hotel vouchers, bitch. So we got a hotel voucher. And I said, girl, well, they going to give us the money, bitch. We stayed at the most expensive one.
And we did.
So we stayed at the Radisson. It was cute. We shared a room because we was only going to be there for one night.
Mm-hmm.
It was cute, though. It was right across the street from that big-ass amusement park with them crazy-ass rides.
Yeah, you said not for me. It was cute. I wanted to go so bad, but I said, yeah, you're not going to go.
Yeah.
And then we used to, oh my God, girl, 7-Eleven is so good out there.
The 7-Eleven in Copenhagen. Mwah. Donald's out there.
Mwah. So good, girl. We literally were eating them chicken kebabs. Like, no tomorrow, girl.
Bitch, we raised.
Good as the time, girl.
You see a 7-Eleven, like, I don't know. But that shit was
good. It was so good, girl. That was good. The McDonald's was good. And then, you know, like I said, when I go to different places, girl, you know I gotta play. So I met that guy.
This is even before you started, like, being into your phase now. Well, not a phase. Your lifestyle.
Now?
Yeah, I feel like you're more different. You're more advanced. You're more craving of it.
I'm not craving of it.
You are.
I'm not craving it. I don't crave it.
I mean, because you just had it yesterday.
Girl, it was so good, too, girl. Damn, it was so good. Anyway, you know, we had it one night, and I said, yeah, I need to play. So I met that dude, and I was like, come to my room. But I said, we have to hook up the bathroom, so I said, my friend is sleeping. He's okay, cool. This is not the first time.
why
girl, I gotta
that?
Get what I need to get, girl.
Do you care, like,
girl? What do you want me to? You were in my room,
bitch. I'm the one who booked the room, bitch. What are you talking about?
No, girl. So he was like, okay, went to the bathroom, and I remember homeboy put his pants down, girl, and that was the most foul scent I think I've ever seen, like ever smelled my whole entire life.
Ew.
He was like, you gonna do anything? I said no. He said, why? I'm a virgin. I've never done this before.
That's exactly what Ricky said.
Girl, girl. But honestly, glad I didn't do it because I remember him telling me he did have a STD scare. So, girl, I've done something.
People's genitals really stink.
Girl, like literally the most worst smelling
like,
dick
I think
I've ever seen in my life. Girl. It's like cheese, mayo.
How did your dick stink?
Girl, it smells so bad. I said, oh my God, like I literally got nauseous. I remember I texted you, I said, girl, his dick stank, bitch.
Text, I said, no
this
way.
Dick stank, girl. So, you know, hey, had to send him on his merry way. And I said, yeah, thank God I didn't do anything with him. And then we got on the plane, girl, and went back home. And I went to set the next day.
That's so crazy. You see, I tried, like, playing at Copenhagen. But all the people I had matched on Tinder was good, was popping. It's your boy Denzel Dion.
Yeah. Why? It gave me much, like, you know, fan.
And if you are, it's fine. Don't let me know that.
Right.
Like, I'm like, bitch, now me matching with bitches. I'm like, okay, fab. I could really, like, be myself. Now me matching in Copenhagen. And y'all, like, what?
You know.
I said, a Copenhagen, bitch?
Yeah, girl.
It was the same for me when I was in Berlin.
Oh.
When I was in Berlin, I was matching somebody on Tinder. What's good, what's poppin'? LOL. What's good, what's poppin'? It's your boy Denzel Dion. Welcome back to my channel. Are you poppin'? Because I know I am. What's funny?
Yeah.
I think my YouTube intro is not cute.
That's what they about me, girl. If I ever, like, if I'm ever going out with somebody and I know what they do, I will never mention it. Mm-hmm. I act like it's like it's nothing. Okay, cool. You mm-hmm. know?
I'm not the type of person who act like I don't know who someone is, though. I feel like there's a way of letting them know.
That's
you know
so your friends.
Ooh. Oh.
I say, this shit pissed me. I was so upset. I said, what?
Exactly. Yeah, I'm not that person. I if I talk to someone who I know, I let them know I know, but like, and more so, like, I fuck with what you do.
No, like, for
or
example,
it won't be.
When we hang out with, Mm-hmm. And they'd be like, oh, yeah, like what I remember, she's like, yeah, you know, the parents are in town and I have to go get dinner with them. I said, oh, wow. Okay. Let's hang out later.
Yeah, but we're not going to sit here and be like, yeah.
I wanted to, so I was like, oh, my God.
You're so annoying. Yeah, she was like, the parents. I'm like, okay, cute. But it's like, you're like, oh, my God. Like,
yeah, you're right.
It doesn't give that.
You know what it reminds me of Zach. Dreezy. Oh, that was so funny. Dreezy. Girl, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, even when we see or hang out with, like, some artists and stuff that we know, I mean, I don't feel like it's weird.
I don't think it is either, because we're peers.
Yeah, exactly. Remember one time I brought homeboy there? He was like, oh, my God.
He was so shook.
He was like, what? Like, he actually fucks with you.
Yeah.
He actually, like, knows who you are. I was like, yeah.
Yeah. Are you surprised?
That's so...
That's so annoying.
It's the eyebrow back for me.
That's so annoying, girl.
I was like, we're all people.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, being at where we are or doing what we do, like, at the end of the day, we're all just people.
Yeah.
Like...
You have a status.
You know, yeah, that's just really what it is. I don't feel like it's not really like, I'm never really freaked out.
I'm never. Who?
You're always freaked out.
Who?
You're always freaked out by the, no, you're never freaked out by the people. You're freaked out by the spaces, like the housing.
Oh my God.
When we go to their houses, Ricky, I'm like, act accordingly. Ricky be, oh, Ricky is so embarrassing. Ricky, it's not about the people. No, the people, you good, girl. That's fine. It's the houses.
I'll never forget when we went to a homeboy's home. The way you clocked me like a mother. Remember me, Maggie, and your sister? I was like, Mag, record me. Walk up the stairs. Record me. So,
like, have some fucking class.
He said, the people are looking at you. Like a mama. I said, oh, sorry. My bad.
Making me so good.
I was like, yeah, Maggie, give me a walk.
You're so annoying. You,
girl, I wasn't like trying to let people know I'm in the house. I said, like, it's a big house.
It is, but
definitely about me, girl. I need to work on that.
You still need to work on
you're
that.
Like, oh my God, Ricky, okay? And wow, this house is huge. Oh.
They're like,
you're like, this is fab.
Oh, this is cute. It's cute. It's fab.
Girl with the homeboys, play. She's like, now this is what I need.
Period.
All right, you guys. When we come back, it's time for my favorite segment, What's Your Jam? And we're back. Now it's time for What's Your Jam? What are we talking about? What we bumping to this week? Denzel, what are you bumping to, babes?
What am I bumping to?
I will tell you what I'm bumping to. I have been bumping to Shakira. Let me tell you, that's a cult fan base.
I knew he was going to say Shakira. I don't know why I thought she was going to say Shakira.
Oh, let me tell you what, that is a fan base, bitch.
That's why I live for them. I live for, like, Latin artists.
Girl,
they're so supportive. They're so supportive against each other. Yeah, what's my jam? I don't have a jam this week.
No jam this week? Well, listen to Shakira. I love her discography, honestly, truly.
It's amazing.
She didn't even make English music anymore.
No, you know.
She don't need to.
She doesn't.
Girl, let me tell you, if I could speak
Shakira
Spanish,
Shakira is so fab.
I love her.
Shakira. The name Shakira.
Like, oh, my God.
She's just so lit.
Like, I don't understand, like, why can't I go by one name?
Ricky? There's so many Rickies.
That's why. There's not Ricky like Beyonce.
That, no one does that because it's like Ricky who? Ricky who? That's why you have your last name to back up, Ricky Thompson. We have Ricky.
Why can't I just go by Ricky?
Who is Ricky?
Me.
Mm-mm. You can't do that with, like, Beyonce. It's a name, you do that, Beyonce.
Why?
Zendaya, Beyonce, you do that with Zendaya.
Zendaya who?
You can't, you can't do a name like, who's, like, Rihanna, you do a Rihanna. There's no other Rihanna. You know what I'm trying to say?
What you trying to say about me?
Like, Rihanna, I don't think she'll go by Robin. Who's Robin? Robin Thicke? Robin Williams? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, the name used to be unique.
Ricky, it's just an E. Well, you
could
do, like, yours.
I could never go by Denzel. They're going to say Denzel Washington.
Yeah.
That's all who I am.
Your mom named you Denzel Washington.
I don't know. Mm. Well, I guess so.
She had to.
Yeah. I guess so, that's what people say. No, Denzel Washington, no, imagine. But probably, most likely.
All righty, you guys. Well, that was it for this week's episode. We talked about Berlin and Copenhagen. You know how I touch down. I love to play.
Playing games and stuff like that.
You know, are we nasty?
Oof, my stomach.
Dude, your stomach answered for you, bitch. You're nasty.
Shut up.
You're a nasty girl.
I don't know.
A lady in the streets, but a freak in a bed.
Yeah, I'm very, I don't know, I'm not gonna lie, say I'm not, but like, I'm very, you're very public, I'm very private.
It depends. I'm
You're always public. You're always public. You're never private. There's nothing private about you.
The thing I do, like, you seem like I make out in the club. I love making out in the club. I love making out.
It's just always you.
It's not always me. Shut the fuck up. It's not always me, girl. I'm a fun guy. Hey, I'm fun. Let's say, girl, my man, he gonna love me, girl, whatever he is, wherever you are, sir. You gonna love me. Yeah. Shut up. All right, you guys. Well, we love you very much.
I'm Denzel Dion.
And I'm Ricky Thompson.
And this is We Said What We Said. Only on Spotify. Okay.
Our podcast comes out every Tuesday. Be sure to hit that follow button on Spotify so you never miss an episode. This has been We Said What We Said. Only on Spotify.